李亚牧师在暂停一段时间之后又回到我们当中，他的身体也全部都康复了，所以我们也很感恩神的带领。我们下面就把时间交给李亚牧师。
It's now about 8 days to Christmas Day.
明天还有八天就到圣诞节了。
So most of the advertisements on the radio and the TV are all about Christmas presents.
大家如果看电视，现在的广告，现在所有的报道都是跟圣诞节有关。
And people talk about showing the Christmas spirit.
然后大家都在谈有关圣诞节来临，我们该做什么？圣诞节经。
Meaning giving help to needy people.
那圣诞节的时候，大家特别有耐心。
Normally food or similar things.
一般我们是给别人食物，给没有食物的人，给他们食物，还别的帮助。
And in many ways, that's a good thing.
那当然是一件很好的事情，我们帮助别人。
And yet, the way our society celebrates Christmas.Sidetracks us and turns us away from the real truth of Christmas.
但是我们知道，这个世界庆祝圣诞节的方式是把我们是不断的想把我们引偏，引到一个不属神的一个方式去庆祝圣诞节。
There are parades that emphasize Santa Claus.
大家知道，圣诞游行都是在庆祝谁啊？庆祝圣诞老人。
But the real important people and person about Christmas is Jesus.
但是我们知道，圣诞节是关于救主基督耶稣，不是圣诞老人。
Yet our society doesn't recognize that at all.
但是这个世界对基督耶稣根本不感兴趣，他们感兴趣的是圣诞老人。
Now the Bible tells us that God sent a special person to prepare for Jesus' coming.
圣经告诉我们，上帝差派了个特殊的人来准备耶稣的到来。
And that person was called John the Baptist.
大家应该都知道，这个为主的到来预备道路的人就是施洗约翰。
So a good way of preparing ourselves for Christmas is to consider what John the Baptist had to say about Jesus coming.
我想我们基督徒在准备圣诞节的一个很好的方式就是来看施洗约翰对于基督耶稣的到来他是怎么描述的。
So, let's read from Matthew chapter 3.
请大家一起翻到马太福音第三章。
Matthew 3 verses 1 to 12.
三章一到十二节。
And before we read,Matthew chapter 3.
马太福音三章一到十二节。
Now, there are four sort of pictures or illustrations that John the Baptist uses in this passage.
在这十二节经文当中，我们看到经文向我们呈现了四个不同的画面。
So you might notice those four things as we read.
当我们在阅读这些经文的时候，我们会发现这四个不同的画面。
Let's read together.
让我们一起来读一到十二节。我们一起来。那时，有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道。说天国近了，你们应当悔改。这人就是先知以赛亚所说的。他说，在旷野有人声喊着说，预备主的道，修直他的路。这约翰身穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，四肢蝗虫野蜜。那时耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河一带地方的人。都出去到约翰那里，承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。约翰看见许多法利赛人和撒都该人也来受洗，就对他们说：“ 毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃命将来的愤怒呢？你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称，不要自己心里说，由亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在果子已经放在树根上，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。我是用水给你们施洗，叫你们悔改，但那在我以后来的能力比我更大，我就是给他提鞋也不配。他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的仓，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不尽的火烧尽了。
Thank you. So, what is the first illustration that John the Baptist gives?
在这一开始，我们看到第一幅画面，我们看到什么？
Can someone tell me?
有人可以告诉我？
天国近了，应当悔
改。Verse 2. For the kingdom of heaven has come. What's the illustration?
Well, okay, then what's the next part of that?
下面的一句话是，下面的一句话。
He goes on to say that, we need to prepare the way, the roadway for Jesus coming. So,
耶稣是想说的是第三节，他说预备主的路，修直不预备主的道，修直他的路。
For 5 years I lived in Thailand in a place called Koh Samui.
他过去在宣教的时候，他曾经5年的时间住在泰国的一个村庄里。
And I would go out visiting people in villages and all around the area.
然后耶牧师他就不停的在，他就不停的需要去拜访村庄附近各家各社的人家。
And I sometimes there were roads that were sealed.
有些时候有些道路是封的。
Sometimes they were unsealed roads, very dusty.
有些时候有些道路它是没有修，它是非常非常的非常灰尘非常大的一些道路。
And there'd be lots of gravel and potholes.
大家知道那些路上有很多小石，还有很多坑坑洼洼的一些小洞。
And quite bumpy.
所以大家车子开在上。
And one day I was visiting someone I had visited many times before. So I knew the road well. But on this particular day, I was traveling down this road and I came to an intersection.
这一天当我开到这个交叉路口的时候
And as I turned onto the next section of the road, it was just so different.
当我转弯去向他家的方向的时候，上路突然发现道路变得完全不同。
Instead of the gravel and the dust and the potholes,
这条路以前是充满了烟尘弥漫的坑坑洼洼的一条路。
It was perfectly smooth.
但是今天这条路完美被修好，而且是一马平川的道路。
That was because the king had come, come to a village along this piece of road.
那是因为泰国的国王曾经从这条路上经过。
And so. all the village people had come out and they'd got rid of all the gravel. They'd filled in the potholes. And they'd rolled the road so it was so smooth and
good.
And that's how they used to prepare for a king coming to visit them. So, in the Old Testament, there were prophecies about Jesus coming. And some of the prophecies also said that there would be somebody who came beforehand to prepare the way for Jesus coming. And verse 3 of Matthew that we've just read. Talks about this way in which you prepare for the king coming by creating a road that's beautiful, straight, and smooth. So the prophecy is talking about filling in the valley and cutting the hills down so everything is smooth and easy for the king. Verse 3 is a quote from Isaiah chapter
40.
And the prophecy of that verse was written by Isaiah 700 years before Jesus came. And the voice crying in the wilderness that it talks about in verse 3 is John the Baptist. Isaiah was saying that they needed to prepare the highway for the king coming. And that king was the King of Kings. And it says in Isaiah that it is God Himself who will be coming. That was Jesus, that was prophecy and sign about Jesus as the coming King. God wants us at Christmas time, and always to prepare our hearts for Jesus. We don't literally have to move rocks and stones and fill in potholes.
To
because that's just a picture of what we need to do in our heart and mind. We need to get rid of the rocks and obstacles in our hearts and minds.
So
that we are like a smooth road fit for the King to come into our lives. So how are we going to clear the rocks and the stones and fill in the potholes? And that's where verse 2 comes in. John said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The king's coming. Get ready for him. And I believe today that John would say, repent, for Jesus is coming again. At the first Christmas, Jesus came to show us what God is like. To show us how men and women should live. But as we have been singing, it's also more than that. He came to die, to pay the punishment, to take the punishment for our sins. And also to rise again from the dead. So that we too can be resurrected when Jesus comes again. Now on the first Christmas, Jesus came as a baby. He was a king. He was God. But people couldn't see it when he first came as a little baby. But when Jesus comes again, it will be totally different. He will come clearly as the King of Kings. Every eye will see him. We will all bow before him. And everybody will know he is king. And we're also told that there will be many people who would like the earth to swallow them up and the hills to fall down on them so that they are hidden from the power of the king. So John said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Because we are sinful, we need to repent again and again.
We need to repent again and again.
not just at Christmas, but daily.
并不是只在圣诞节稍微回感一下，而是我们天天都需要回。
So we are always ready for the coming of the King.
一个悔改的人，就是一个真正在预备主到来的人。
So Christmas is a time for, it's not just a time for presents and food, it's a time for confession and repentance.
所以我们基督徒知道，圣诞节对我们来说不是礼物，不是欢聚，而是悔改，而是唱，来到神面前归正。
A time for the Holy Spirit to cleanse us and renew us.
是我们知道，是让圣灵来洁净我们，让我们更像基督。
So that we are available and fit for the King to use.
我们需要预备自己，为基督的再来做好准备。
Now the second picture or illustration that John uses is baptism.
在这段经文的第二个画面，让我们看到的画面是洗礼、受洗。
Verses 5 and 6 in chapter 3 talk about what happened when John was there preaching in the, by the River Jordan.
到六节这两节让我们看到当施洗约翰在约旦河旁传扬福音的时候发生了什么事情。
And we're told that lots of people went out into the back blocks down to the river to hear what he had to say.
我们在第五节看到当时耶路撒冷和犹太全地约旦河一带地方的人都出去到约翰那里要听他到底讲什么。
And they were confessing their sins and they were baptized by John in the river Jordan.
他们听到了施洗约翰的信息，他们就承认他们的罪，并在约旦河里让施洗约翰给他们施洗。
Now John wasn't that's John the Baptist wasn't somebody who spoke fancy flowery language.
施洗约翰从来都不会为了取悦于人而讲一些让大家喜欢听的话。
John spoke bluntly and directly.
大家看到施洗约翰说话从来都是直言不讳，很直接。
And people believed and confessed and were baptized.
他的话刺痛了人的心，他们就悔改，他们就受洗。
Now baptism was practiced by the Jews before Jesus came.
所以在基督耶稣到来之前，受洗已经开始这个受礼的这个洗礼的仪式。
It was a sign of repentance and a desire to live for God, just like it is today.
受洗的意义就在于显示我们愿意悔改，愿意为主而活。今天也是同样的意义。
And if any of us have believed in Jesus but are not yet baptized, perhaps that's a step of obedience that God is calling us to.
对于我们已经相信基督耶稣还没有受洗的弟兄姐妹来说，这也许是一个信心的下一步，让我们来见证我们真心实意的要跟随基督耶稣。
Now we'll come back a little later to another verse about baptism, but we'll move for now to look at verses 7 to 10
of chapter 3.
John is speaking to the Pharisees and Sadducees.
7到10节，在这里我们看到施洗约翰开始对法利赛人和撒都该人说话。
And they were the religious leaders of the day who showed no willingness to confess their sin and repent.
他们都是当时受人爱戴的宗教领袖，但是他们却没有想要悔改，没有想要回到主那里去。
And because John was a person who spoke very directly and bluntly, he says in verse 7, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from coming wrath?" John wasn't like a Santa Claus. He spoke God's truth directly and clearly. So he says in verse 8, "Produce fruit which demonstrates repentance." So John says that an important part of preparing for Christmas is not just to confess our sin. But repentance means changing our ways. Now, the third picture or illustration comes from verse 10. Verse 10 says, "The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree which does not bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." The Bible often compares Christian life or the lives of people with trees. We are either people, either trees with good fruit or trees with bad fruit. And verse 10 says, if we are like a tree with bad fruit, then we will be cut down and destroyed. We don't normally like talking about judgment. But actually, the Bible talks a lot about judgment. And Jesus talked a lot about judgment. And he is the one, when he comes again, who will judge us. So, Christmas is a time to ask ourselves, are we like a tree producing good fruit or not? I'd like to emphasize again that confessing our sin is good. But it's very often we can confess something, but then we actually forget about it, don't do anything about it. But repentance, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand,
你应当悔改。
Means if you are going this way, you are to turn around and come right back the other way.
悔改的意思就是说，我们知道我们走错路了，我们需要 U turn， 我们需要有个实际的表现，我们回头，我们不再向前那样做，行事为。
Repentant, true repentance will result in a change of our behavior.
真正的悔改一定会带来行为上的改变，这是肯定的。
So we need to ask God, are there things we are doing, our behavior that we need to change?
在圣诞节来临的时候，我们真的需要在神面前求求问，我们有什么不好得罪神的地方，我们需要重新。
Now, verse 11 brings us back to the illustration of baptism.
十一节又像又把我们带回到刚才我们所说的受洗那幅画面。
And John says, "I am baptizing you in the river with water."
受洗四旬说我是对他是以色列。
But the one who comes after me, Jesus,
但是有一个在我后面来的，基督耶稣
he is much greater than I am,
他的能力比我更大
and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
他要用圣灵给你施洗。
So when we truly believe in Jesus,
当我们真心相信、信靠基督耶稣，
the Holy Spirit comes and lives in our lives.
圣灵正在我们的心里运行。
He baptizes us in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵用他的大能，让我们在我们的心里被施洗。
And it's because of that the Holy Spirit is in our life, that we are able to change our thinking and able to change our behavior.
正因为一个真信徒，他里面有圣灵住在他里，所以他完全有能力去悔改，去改变他的行为，好成喜悦。
And then verse 12 is thus one more illustration.
然后第十二节让我们看到另外最后一个画面。
And it's about winnowing rice or winnowing grain.
就是这幅画面让我们看到是用来筛选麦子的一个场面。
I assume we all know well and understand well what happens when we winnow the grain.
我相信在座的各位应该都知道以色列人他们是怎么样把麦子扬到风中去筛选好麦子和糠皮的这个过程。
I brought a photo, but I think you probably understand.
大家看到这个画面。
I can remember in Thailand.
他能记得他在泰国的时候。
Traveling in the late afternoon.And we lived on a huge flat plain. And you could see for miles and miles. And everywhere you looked, there was a farmer.Thousands of farmers winnowing their rice. The evening breeze was blowing. And so they would use their shovel, throw the rice up in the air and the chaff would blow away on.
然后把这个掺杂的这个卖力，然后到风中的时候，你看到风一吹，就把糠皮，它其实没有用的糠皮就吹掉。
So, we as people will, as it were, be winnowed, another picture of comparison. So the question we have to think about is, are we good, solid, heavy rice that will drop to the ground, or are we like chaff that will be blown away? Now these things are not what we always talk about Christmas. But these are the real core issues of life. So I hope these four illustrations or pictures will help each one of us think about where we stand with God today as we come to celebrate Christmas again. So hopefully you can remember these four things. Being a smooth highway fit for the king to travel on. Are we trees with good fruit or bad fruit? Are there areas of our life that we need to change? And what kind of person are we if when God winnows us? The good heavy rice just sort of drops immediately down into a new heap. And we certainly don't want to be chaff, this rubbish that's thrown away or burnt. And then the fourth thing is about baptism. If we know Jesus, have we demonstrated that, as it were, by baptism? And more importantly, are we experiencing the baptism of the Holy Spirit in our life day by day? Thank you. Lord, we thank you for the meaning of Christmas. And we thank you that we join with huge numbers around the world, people who are worshipping you. And enjoying the
让我们认识，也知道自己的心。
Please help each one of us to really know your working and your power in our lives.
神啊，求你帮助我们在这每一个弟兄，让我们真正的感受到神，你在我们生命运行的大能。
And we pray that our lives may keep on being changed to be more like Jesus.
神啊，我们也恳求你帮助我，帮助我依靠你，每一天越来越活像基督。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.